Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. Hump day, hump day. It's Wednesday, the 7th day of June 2023. I want to welcome everyone to this edition of the Hagman Report. Thank you so much again for your belief and trust in us. You know, yesterday, Randy Taylor and I were talking about, boy, wasn't he on fire? I love the comments. Great comments about the show. And we were talking about a number of things, including and especially the fact that the Congressman Luna came out, the member of the very powerful House Oversight Committee, came out and this past, it was Monday, and said the FBI is afraid the informant accusing President Biden of having been involved in a criminal bribery scheme could be killed if unmasked. Okay. Think about that. That was a Fox News article. Quoting from that article, just left meeting for House Oversight. The FBI is afraid their informant will be killed if unmasked, based on the info he has brought forward about the Biden family. Wow. And because people were saying, "Oh, come on, that's a little bit of hyperness." No, it's not. When reached for additional comment, Luna told Fox News that the FBI worries were alarming and scary. Yeah, I would say so. When you start talking like that. Where's the threat coming from? That's my question. Who would want to see, a whistleblower dead? Again, my question. Randy Taylor is with me to continue our discussion from yesterday. Randy, wow. Wow.
Yeah, that blows my mind. We're talking about the United States government. We're talking about one of the most powerful nations in the world. Can't protect a witness. You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah,
that absolutely. And the fact that they said, they didn't just say, this, that, or whatever. They said could be killed. Could be killed. Are you kidding me? I'll tell you what. If I was in charge of that, the person wouldn't be killed. I can promise you that.
Well, lady of the studio dog's upset over that. Yeah.
The fact that anyone would even think like that or say that, or if they're using that as a stalling technique, that was a pretty lousy one. That was a really crappy index card to read off of.
I love that.
For stall techniques. That's baloney. Okay. That's BS and to the highest level. We know of all kinds of people that have been pulled into witness protection. That's the reason why there's really not a mafia in New York anymore. They think they got all, they're still there. But the main families were taken down by witnesses in the witness protection program. And I know this because the people who were involved in it sat at my kitchen table and told me about it. They were very pleased with their achievements. They told me everything over coffee. And these are the guys who are actually hands-on involved. So don't tell me this. There's some things you can run past me. First one's on me, great. Second one's on you. This one's on you. This is baloney. It's not true. It can't be. You've got SEAL teams. You can bring in Delta. You can bring in a Delta team. Man, we have got the capability of protecting a witness.
But you
can protect the president, you can certainly protect a witness. If they can't protect a witness, I wouldn't want anything. No one is ever going to come forward. Maybe that's what they want.
It wouldn't even be necessary had they done their job in the first place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Biden should not be president. Biden immediately, the way, look at what they went after Trump with.
Right.
A fake dossier and what I call BS. Tons of it. And here's the worst part. We all know it was BS. Everyone knows it was BS. People have actually said it was BS. People in the know. And nobody has lifted a finger to do anything to that demon, Hillary Clinton and Comey, and all the people that were involved in this. And look at what they went after Trump for. Biden is a very, very bad man. That is a man that's made a deal with Satan. He does not believe in the Lord Jesus. He does not believe in heaven and hell. I don't know where he thinks he's going. But you know what? And everybody tells me, well, you people are out of line because you know, you're pushing your propaganda and it's against the will of the people. Well, the people that you say it's against the will, the people that voted him in aren't operating mentally correct. Okay, this is like going to an insane asylum and trying to get a vote from the population. Our public, our general public, have been manipulated and manipulated and manipulated. And the ones that haven't been manipulated have been bought. This is just, every time I talk about it, it just cranks me off.
No, I love it.
I cannot believe that statement was even made. I cannot believe it. You know, and think about it. If somebody overseas was reading that, they'd be like, oh, well, it's open season on Biden. They don't have any protection. I mean, that's what you're saying.
It's difficult to believe this is where we're at in 2023. But with Randy Taylor, see what happens when you drink Detective's Choice coffee, hyper-caffeinated coffee. It always works. And he continues to drink that. So we have, and by the way, the Durham report, you know, here's the thing. When you start looking from today backwards and you see how everything has played out, I mean, if you follow the bouncing ball, all of this has been a circus show, really. There's been no one held to account. The Durham report came out and said, essentially, Crossfire Hurricane, the FBI's behavior, the FISA courts, all of this was garbage, and all of this was just a bunch of crap. But yet, Ray sits in the office running the FBI still. Okay, Ray is still, he's in contempt of Congress for not turning over the report, the unclassified six-page document about Biden. There's so many things taking place right now. You've got, again, the unanswered crimes of Hillary Clinton, of Barack Hussein, Barry Satoro, on one another, Obama. Okay.
Skin flute.
Yeah, exactly. I'm telling you, Michael Obama, and then the Hunter Biden, the whole Hunter Biden issue, that also includes, I should add, allegedly includes Obama's daughter in the videos on the hard drive. Of drug use and of some other activities. So, you know, all of this, I want to show you this. And then we can go from there. This is did you happen to, Eric the Tech, did you happen to get the video I sent? Yeah. This is a really short video. This, I think it was yesterday maybe, or the day before. I can't remember when this was. I was surprised they said the quiet part out loud. This is Newt Gingrich. Not really a fan. I mean, he's all right, but not a fan. But I'm surprised he said this on television. Watch this, and I want your reaction, Randy Taylor. Here it is.
What are your thoughts in terms of the mainstream media? These are the most serious charges ever leveled at a president, and the mainstream media will not report it, Newt.
Of course not. Look, you have to understand, the national establishment, the people who went to Harvard and Yale and Princeton, the folks who belong to Skull and Bones, all of those people are united in a determination to retain power over the American people. And they're watching a steady upsurge of Americans who are sick and tired of a corrupt elite that's trying to do things. You're seeing this, frankly, with Target. You saw it with Bud Light. I think the Dodgers are going to face tremendous penalties for having brought in an anti-Catholic, anti-nun, vicious group of people. And I think that you look at what's happening here, we know now from the Durham report that virtually everything said about Donald Trump was a lie. And sadly, almost everything being said about Joe Biden is the truth. And yet, the FBI is trying to protect him. The Justice Department is trying to protect him. The intelligence community is trying to protect him. And it's because you have a left-wing establishment that is under siege, that is losing power, and they are desperate to stay in charge. And the only way they can stay in charge is this kind of constant assault. And that's why I think the Republicans in the House in particular, who are the most conservative group in Washington, have to stand firm and have to stand united. And they're going to win because they have the power of the purse. Nothing gets done after October 1 if they don't pass the appropriations bills.
Well, are you making...
So what really got me on that was the mention of Skull and Bones. We know Skull and Bones, it's a thing. It's a club. It's a big club. It's a perverse club. It's a faggy club. Okay. Ivy League, if you will, associations as well. But the fact that he mentioned it, it just surprised me. I don't know.
Well, I remember reading how they thought it was honorable because they have Adolf Hitler's silverware and plates and stuff. And they think it's cool to sit around and eat off of that stuff at their special ceremonies.
There's yes.
And yeah. I'm like, what sick? I could see collecting it. Okay, I have things from World War II. But I don't wear the Nazi helmet. I don't walk down the street with it on. You know what I mean? I have a Nazi helmet. I have a helmet from, it used to be the youth, the Nazi youth, that when there were bombings and things like that, they were the ones that would herd the people into the shelters and all.
It doesn't fit you anymore? I'm sorry.
No, it never did. But even so, I mean, I collect things. But to sit there and honor this kind of stuff.
Right, right.
You know, this... We are finding out just how perverse the people in our government are. This Biden, this is why we're ripe for an attack, okay? Because they're losing power. Why do you think they went right going bananas with Pride and the faggots in front of, excuse me, the transsexuals or whatever, waving their dongs in front of kids in school? And in any major city, you know, there's pride parades. I mean, it's just gone bananas. I'll tell you what, if anybody walks up and whips their pecker out at my daughter, they might lose it. I will not have that. I will not accept it. If you're going to do it, stay away from me, because I certainly didn't go to your parade. That means you're way out of bounds if I see it.
You know, we could, and we have shown videos after video.
Disgusting. Yeah. That is exploitation of children in a sexual manner. That is sexual abuse.
It is.
And that's why I was happy to see those countries that, I believe I mentioned it yesterday on the air.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, the countries that are actually...
surprised me a little bit. I think the UK was involved too.
Norway bans child sex changes, joins Finland, Sweden, and the UK in rejecting gender ideology. Go Norway, baby. I love it. I love it. Every time I hear something like that that takes one more thing away from these people, I love it. You know why? That's the will of the people.
Well, you know, Eric the Tech and my daughter watched, I think over his birthday weekend or maybe before that, What Is a Woman, that video. And if you haven't seen it, folks, you got to watch that. You talk about a crazy movie. where you know, the mutilation of children is celebrated. And where did it all start? Kinsey, in modern times, Kinsey, and then John Money, and of course, all of the perversity from all of that. It's crazy, but good. It's a good thing. I don't want to cut you off, but I want to play this video. It's a good thing you don't work for the New York City. What is this? The Metropolitan Authority, I believe. Watch this, and you tell me. Okay, we're not going to play videos of people, you know, shaking their booties and stuff.
I know what a dong looks like. I have one.
Right? Yeah. Okay. So this is the other side of things. That this is how, in my view anyway, this is how they're going to, or they're fighting us, and we have to collectively, like you said yesterday, come together to fight them. This is video 6 in the combined show notes from yesterday and today at HagmanPI.com. Go ahead.
Get this trauma incident out of my head.
Nana Mangual has faced hate before, but never thought it would happen at her workplace.
I was in disbelief and shock.
This is cell phone video from an incident inside a woman's locker room here at the MTA Eastchester bus depot about 2 months ago. Mangual, who identifies as a woman, says after she finished taking a shower, she began to get dressed. When she alleges a fellow bus operator, Sonia Rivera, went on a verbal attack.
What the f*** is this? I'm listening to my gospel music. She goes into the first stall, bathroom stall, and from the first bathroom stall, she screams out, turn that f*** music off. This isn't a disco. You just got here. Who the f*** you think you are?
Then it got physical. Apparently, the cell phone was knocked out of Mangual's hands.
She told me I needed to be in the men's bathroom. And when she realized I was recording, she turned around and physically attacked me.
Police arrested Rivera, who is a longtime employee with the MTA. She now faces several charges, including harassment as a hate crime, and assault.
If you had one thing to say to the woman who did this, what would you say to her?
I would say that she caused trauma in my life, because I didn't deserve this.
In a statement, a spokesperson for the MTA said, the MTA does not tolerate violence or discrimination of any kind in the workplace and takes allegations of this nature very seriously. Given this matter is currently under investigation, we are unable to comment further at this time. It wasn't just her love of meeting new people that drove Mangual to her job.
I like to drive, and I'm a people's person, so I like to engage with people and do acts of community service for the community.
That's why she says she applied to work for the MTA and has been a bus driver since last year. For her, it's been a tough road.
It was nerve-wracking because I don't really see any transgender bus operators, and I was being discriminated on.
How so?
How so? Misgendered, being called he when my pronouns are she, her.
She also says,
I don't give a
very
damn what your pronouns are. You have a
LGBTQ
dick, for God's sake.
Yeah. She wants the MTA to do something about it.
Education on the LGBTQ plus community, classes being taken, gender neutral bathrooms being put in place.
Since the incident, Mangual has not been able to return to work. She says she suffers from PTSD and has not received any help from the MTA as far as her medical leave claims. Right now, she's still fighting for workers' comp. And when we asked the agency whether they have or considered offering their employees gender neutral facilities, well, a spokesperson said to us, refer back to the original statement.
Takes a good in Normandy.
Unbelievable.
Was I on the air? Whoops.
Yep. Those live mic moments.
Okay.
This is one of these, this whole deal with, especially with doing this on children. Okay. Remember how we were talking about how it's okay for Bush to get classified materials, Bush Senior, but Trump can't have them.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's cut and dried. Now, what happened to the mutilation of genitalia? That's against the law.
One would think.
That is against the law. That's the one where the Muslims were doing this, doing it to the girls. And some even East Indian culture, you're part of that culture, was mutilating the genitalia of women. It's against the law.
Yes.
But this is okay. It's okay to cut some kid's weenie off and drill a hole in him.
But in this case, that weenie was in full view.
This is that right there. Kudos to whoever was install number one. I don't have a bit of sympathy for that thing you just showed me on there. And the people need to distance themselves from them. They're making a big deal out of this. They are such a small percent of the population. And I'll be honest with you. She shouldn't have been in there showering. She should have been in the men's bathroom. Trust me, she wasn't going to get raped. Okay,
I don't see that
happening. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom. Bottom line is, at the end of the day, if God gave you a penis, you're a man. And if he gave you the other equipment, you're a woman. They need to quit kowtowing these people. They are such a small, insignificant little group of scum. And I call them scum because now they've taken their bedroom business and put it on my television.
And force it down your children and grandchildren's throats.
I know. What a horrible choice of words, but yeah.
Yeah, I just thought of that.
Yeah, this has gone so far off track. We are so far off track giving attention to these people. Now, I'm not saying abuse them. I'm not saying being mean to them. But you cannot take them, put them on a pedestal, and bestow rights and privileges and all that, and step on my rights and privileges.
Well, and that's that. And Coach Dave, when that Obergefell decision, homosexual marriage came through, he said, "Look, this is only the start. This is a camel's nose under the." And of course, everyone's saying, "No! You got to be more tolerant than that." No, that's what got us into this position in the first place.
Tolerance and complacency.
Yeah.
Listen. We've always pretty much said to the gay community, keep it in your bedroom. That's pretty much where it's at.
If you want to be that perverse. And you know what? Doing that, I think, would solve 9/10 of the problem in terms of, I think a lot of this is mass formation psychosis in with respect to this gender stuff. Mm-hmm. It could be compared to that, if you believe in that.
They're really trying to divide us a nation. They've already segregated the United States away from North America, anyway, away from the rest of the world via information. It's hard to find information from other countries. That nobody shows it on television anymore, on the news. Nobody's that decision in Norway.
Yeah.
If somebody says it on CNN, they're going to smash it. They're going to bam, you know, because of the leftist ideology, which they shove down our throats every time they're on. Okay, it's not the news anymore. CNN is nothing but 24 hours a day of editorials of sick minds.
Exactly.
It's no different. This is no different than Hitler's propaganda machine, Stalin's propaganda machine, Mao's propaganda machine. There is no difference. People, wake up. Wake up. You're being used. They want to separate us so they can destroy us. Because if we're all together, we're a formidable foe. But when we're all shattered and splintered, we are easy pickings. Because you people that they're putting on the pedestal, the blacks, the gays, the trannies and all that, you think that's great on that pedestal? No, all they did was make you a target. Because when they sit there and they go against other people's rights, right? Because if they say this transsexual can perform in front of your children, you just stepped on the rights of how many parents? A lot. And we've told you before, and I've used this analogy many times. Keep kicking the dog and find out what happens.
That's true.
Okay, you're talking about the United States of America, where people still have realistic, patriotic pride, Christian pride. Okay? My pride flag is the one that's hanging behind me. Got it? Do not wave that flag. Do not paint a crosswalk. It's gotten so bad that even gays are speaking out against this, that rainbow, because it's been perversed against children. They don't want that tag. They don't want it. But right now, they're still fractured within themselves. Folks, you have to take a stand. If they're allowing this stuff in your school, you parents need to go down there in force. I'm talking, when I say in force, I'm talking people-wise. And you need to go down there and you need to be heard. And if they, if you say, I need to speak, they threaten you with the police, you know what? Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. They're your children. Do you love them or do you not? Do you feel they're equipped to defend themselves mentally? Or do you know for sure they're easy to influence? You got to ask yourself some questions, people. Ask yourself some questions. Get serious. This needs to be a part of your family. This right here, old Bible, needs to be part of your family. Okay? You got a question? My dad always taught me, if I had a question about something, I could open the Bible to almost any page and somewhere on there it's going to address what my question is. You know what? He's right. I mean, even if you're not a Christian, you have to understand what perversion is when you see it. Because if they're getting away with this today, what's next? Are they going to have your children undressing in school? Having sex in school? You don't know what these perverts are doing. This is so satanic. When you go into a real retail store and they've taken a whole section and targeted children with it, why would gay people even need their own section? Is their body built differently? They're guys. They're girls. They wear the same clothes we do. Why do they get their own section? And when I see these demonic ram horns associated with Satan, I'll tell you right now, that's enough for me to tear that place apart. I really don't even know. You know how you always say, well, if somebody pointed a gun at me, this is what I would do. I've often found that each situation is different.
Yeah.
I've had a gun pointed at me many times, right in my face. Okay? Each one was different on what my reaction was. But you say, what would I do if I walked in there and saw that? Why would a retailer have that in their store? You shouldn't even have to ask yourself that question. Why is this whole section dedicated to homosexuals? Where's the heterosexual section? You know what I'm saying? Is there going to be a gay tag and a regular tag? I mean, where does this stop? Where does this end?
I believe it's going to end with fire and brimstone. I mean,
thank you. I'll tell you right now, God is so disappointed. And you know what he's disappointed in? Is that we are letting this happen.
Yes. Yes.
That's what he's upset. You know what? He looks down here and he knows there's a lot of good Christian patriots in this country. And I believe he has our back, but we've got to do something.
Exactly. Yeah.
Doug and I are telling you about it. Doug and I are motivating you. People have to do something. Go down there and pick at the store.
Yeah.
You have a right to pick it in front of a retailer.
He cost Target back when they were doing the bathroom thing. He cost Target a whole bunch of dollars in terms of their stock value.
Absolutely.
One person, one issue, and it was a beautiful thing to see. So yes, if we all get together, we can do this.
Imagine what you'd be like 200 or 300.
Yeah.
If you told them, remove that crap now, there's 300 people standing out there, there's two cops, you're probably going to get the stuff removed.
Well, and that's just it. Or, you know, you watch Bud Light, that is.
That's good.
Yeah, thanks.
I won't drink it. I like an occasional beer. But if a bartender asked me, you want a Bud Light, I'll say, don't you even.
I'm wondering if they're going to survive, and I hope they really they deserve not to. And I think that this is what we have to do. I think that we have to seriously boycott any of this stuff, whether it's that ESG, the economic, social, governance, the policies, whatever it might be, to the best of our ability, to the best we can, boycott all of this, because we should not be feeding the beast with our cash money.
Absolutely. This should not be on public display. If you want to physically mutilate your body to try and achieve some ridiculous goal of being another sex, that's between you and your surgeon and your maker. I don't need to hear about it. If you're two men living together or two women living together and you're practicing homosexuality, That's your business, not mine. And I certainly don't want to hear about it, and I certainly don't want it paraded in front of my children. Plain and simple. This has got to stop, okay? I don't see heterosexual month. Why do these guys get a whole month when our veterans on Memorial Day get one day? One day.
And they get a whole month.
They get a whole month. Why, when I walk in front of a hospital or a public building, are the gay pride stripes on the floor? I know there's gay people in the world. You know what? I'm 60 years old. Guess what? I figured it out by now. Why do you have to parade it? When you take a group of people and you accelerate their rights, you take away from other people's rights. And personally, I don't like it. We pretty well had this whole black-white thing. We were in good shape. And I can tell you this because I was an employer.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now. Yeah. Things were cool. I had black people working for me, white people working for me. We all worked wonderfully together. In fact, I had some of my best employees were black guys.
Okay. And I can confirm. I can confirm. Yeah.
Absolutely. And they were no different than my white guys that worked for me. They would ask for an extra day.
They'd come into your house and they were like family. You're home.
And that's no joke. Saturday ate at my table.
Yeah.
I got no problem with this. You know why? We were all equal. We are equal. God made us equal in the eyes of God. We were so equal that God, okay, he made us in his image. What does that tell you? You were made in his image. That's equal. It doesn't get much more equal than that. But when you take a small little fraction and put them up on this pedestal and then promote the most perverse things I've ever heard out of a government. We're talking about in the U.S. It's even worse up in Canada. Okay, Justin Trudeau is a pedophile. I'm telling you, I don't care. His wife left him. Makes you wonder. She left him years ago. Okay, it makes you wonder why. But Justin Trudeau should never be allowed around children. Anybody that would put this kind of stuff in law, and I watched him do a little speech one day, and he's like, that'll never happen in my country. That'll never happen with my government. When he was slamming the U.S., because we still have people that stand up to it. We still have school districts that are shunning this stuff. We do have cities that are shunning this stuff. We don't have enough of them.
Thank you for
these
that.
These people should have, you know what? The only say-so that they should have is over themselves and their small little thing and keeping it to themselves. If five of them want to gather somewhere and talk, I don't care. But don't bring me the results of your meeting. I don't need to hear about it. Okay? If you got a boyfriend and you're a guy, fine. You know what? I'm not going to discourage you. If you came and asked me for a job, I'm going to give you a job. But if you get walked in, I kid you not, and this is the sad part. If they walked in and then they started harassing your other workers and all, by God, I would have you charged with sexual harassment.
There you go.
Absolutely. I'll nail your ass to the wall. And I guarantee
in jail. I mean, you'd be charged.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you would. Back then, I had better lawyers than they did. That's just the problem we have. People are afraid. Quit being afraid. If you're afraid now, imagine the strength that they're building on your fear.
Exactly. And a lot of this is all communist-based, folks. Understand, when I say communist, I'm also including this globalist agenda.
Yes.
I'm going to take a real quick break here. I want to acknowledge the people who support it. Excuse me.
He's talking about the methodology, folks.
Yes.
That's what he's talking about. Different players, same game.
Exactly.
Same formula.
Exactly. And that's to take down the West. Thank you for everyone who supports us. I appreciate you, especially our corporate sponsors. We're down to, I don't know, not that many. But we love you, including Honey. You know, inflation today, it's out of control. If you've gone online just to buy anything, look, folks, my wife, she saved up She's got her own little account. So she saved up all kinds of, I know, for like pretty much most of the winter. And she saved up money to buy a patio set. So she went online to buy it. And she was watching the price on this. And it was fluctuating. It was, seriously, every week it was a different price. So finally she said, okay, now I've got, okay, now I'm going to buy it. So she went and it was expensive. It was like $700. So she went online and she was using Honey. Okay. Here's the cool part of this. She got the entire set for under $600. It was $100 and some odd worth of savings. It was like five. I think the entire thing delivered was $580 some. And she felt so excited. But that is what Honey does. Thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes, it's a thing of the past. Honey is a free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. And how it works is simple. You just imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. When you click the checkout button, Honey button appears. And all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for those coupons. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you can watch the prices drop. What did Honey, of course, save us? Again, that patio set, it was just a fantastic price. And and we save money, too, during our staff meetings on food delivery. It's amazing to use Honey, and it's easy to use. If I can use it, Eric the Tech does, my daughter, my wife, of course. And did you know this? Honey doesn't just work on your desktop. It works on your iPhone as well. Just activate it on Safari on your phone and save on the go. If you don't already have Honey, you could be just straight up missing out. And you don't want to be doing that. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this show as well. Get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Hagman. That's joinhoney.com/Hagman. Two N's on Hagman at the end. That's joinhoney.com/Hagman. The link will be in the program description box for today's episode. That's joinhoney.com, as well as on Hagman Report or HagmanPI.com. I'm sorry, that's HagmanPI.com. So there it is. Make sure you click joinhoney.com/Hagman. All right. With me, Randy Taylor, RT@HagmanPI.com. Randy's all, I'm telling you, he's always good. And he's fired up. He's been fired up the last couple of days. I love it when he gets this way, because let me tell you something, folks, he's a real deal. And, I could sing his praises all day long. I could tell you what he's done. Not too many people would believe many of the things that man has done. Before I get back to him as well, I want to show you this. Eric the Tech, I don't know if you got this. You know, all you people hoping for Ukraine and you know, having the virtual crap of Ukrainian flags and you know, yeah. I hear Randy RT laughing about this, right?
Okay, the Ukrainian flag carries as much weight as the pride flag with me.
There you go.
We're usually on the same page.
Yeah, and you got it. When I told, you know, I got to tell you this, you know, my wife, right? When I told her that Zelensky used his male member to play the piano, she's like, no, he didn't. I said, yeah, he did. Well, I know he was a comedian or whatever. I said, no, he did. She couldn't believe it. But anyway, this is what your tax dollars are paying for. This is just under 2 minutes. Laura Logan, a good friend of the show, a friend of mine, and she is the real deal as well. Watch this, folks.
This has not gone as well as Vladimir Putin expected.
I don't buy it for a second, Ed, I'll be honest with you. I really think that there's so much misinformation. We've never really seen anything like it. The Russian military isn't perfect, but Russia is not struggling. It's hard to believe anything that our leaders tell us because they've lied about COVID, they lied about Russia collusion, they lied about the Ukraine impeachment trial. You see dishonesty when it comes to the Azov Battalion. The Azov Battalion has been murdering its way through eastern Ukraine. Well, I mean, you can find pictures of them online holding up the NATO flag and the swastika at the same time. This is why Crimea wanted to be with Russia, because Western Ukraine backed the Nazis. The CIA actually gave immunity from prosecution to the Nazis of Ukraine from the Nuremberg trials. These are the actual Nazis from the Second World War. When you know that the CIA sponsored the color revolution in Ukraine in 2013 and 14, this is as much interference here as you could possibly imagine. Before you even get to Hunter Biden, Nancy Pelosi, John Kerry, and Mitt Romney, and all of their children who are employed, who earn millions from Ukrainian gas companies. Zelensky was selected, like so many of our leaders, with big tech and with election fraud these days. We don't know how many leaders all around the world have been selected for us. Putin has been warning for 15 years that he is not going to stand by while the globalists take over the world, build bioweapons facilities. Ukraine has been a center of money laundering for many of the leaders in this country. Billions of US dollars have been laundered through Ukraine, and we say nothing about it. These are our tax dollars, and all those corrupt people in the deep state. And you know what? It's not a conspiracy theory. It's an actual deep state. Look up the SES, the Senior Executive Service, because when that bureaucracy was ushered into law in the United States of America, that's when we got a bunch of unelected bureaucrats pulling the strings behind the scenes. And these are the people that keep lying to us.
You gotta send her some more Detective Choice coffee as well.
I love her. I don't know her name. I don't even know her name.
Laura Logan.
I know. Okay, I know her name.
Yeah. You know Laura.
Yeah. She. You know what? What we're seeing right now. We thought we killed these son of a gun in World War II. You're actually, I think, and I firmly believe this in the back of my mind, this is the Fourth Reich.
Yeah, you're right.
This happened right after World War II. All those stars start coming together with this United Nations crap.
Yep.
Okay. And when I listen to that jackass that does the spokesman for the World Economic Forum, he needs to be incarcerated.
Yeah.
That guy wants to take everything you own, that Klaus Schwab. I'll tell you what. Everybody that's in that WEF, wherever their building is, boy, I would just love to get close to them. I just would love to get in their vicinity. These people are dangerous. You got to start looking at these people for what they are. Those are Nazis.
Yep.
They may not be wearing a Nazi insignia, but trust me, and I'll bet money somewhere in their personal possessions and somewhere in their house, in the basement or something, there's a Nazi flag. There's something in there that says who they are. And when he talks, I know that's a Nazi. These people are absolutely disgusting, but the New World Order are Nazis. I believe this is the Fourth Reich, all that gold and all that was missing after World War II. This was used to finance this. Why else would anybody be listening to this son of a bitch? This Klaus Schwab. Why would you let him in your office? Stop.
Yeah, you're right.
To stop and think about it. Some guy, what, he's an expert? I'll bet you he's living it up by the swimming pool. Don't tell me he's living in a 4x8 trailer somewhere. He's not practicing what he preaches, but he wants to take yours.
He's going to be starting the next issue of Tiny Homes. Go ahead.
Those people need to be done away with.
Yeah, they do.
I'm telling you right now. When I say something like that, you can take it for whatever you think I mean.
That's
a generalization.
I'm okay with that.
Okay? They need to be done away with. They're dangerous. You might as well pop Klaus Schwab's head off and stick Adolf Hitler's head on there. Because that's who's talking to you. That's who's talking to you. Justin Trudeau and that Freeland up there, they're having a love affair with that guy. This is what I'm telling you. Canada is going to fall soon. Don't sit there and laugh and don't think it's impossible.
Let me ask you about that. Okay.
They're going to.
Because, okay, so you're more familiar with Canadian politics than I am, because you're contacts up there. I happened to see Davos. Freeland attended Davos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, there's a question in there somewhere. I don't even know what to ask, except what the hell?
These people are dyed in the wool communists. Mm. It's already Canada's a socialist country.
Yes.
The next step is communism. Big thing that's going to come soon. I don't know if you people are paying any attention to the forest fires.
They're not really
talking about them, but they're talking about the smoke from forest fires. If you pull up a map of Canada and you look at all the fires up there and the smoke coverage, Justin Trudeau, okay, is going to create and cause some sort of climate emergency and try and lock everybody in their houses, okay? And the reason he's going to do that is because he knows that the Conservatives are going to call an election at any time. And he wants a reason to do that, to put people in their houses. They also want to go to 3 days of voting instead of one. They watched how well it worked in the United States. People are also accusing, this is film that Eric's got up there. This was, and I don't know who shot this, but this is on the internet and just showing how easy, and it's suspected that these people have been paid by Trudeau to set these fires to create that climate emergency. Because if you look at everything else, it hasn't been super dry. There's nothing there that says, and think about it, we're still spring, summer. This isn't summer, fall. Summer, fall is when you see this kind of stuff. This is being put on the Canadians early. But what they're doing is getting heavy smoke. Okay? That is also something that tells you they're burning green and not burning brown. Dead stuff burns fastly, the smoke there, and it goes. You get heavy smoke anytime you burn something that isn't dead. You know what I'm saying? But things are coming. And watch the U.S. to follow suit somehow, some way. But I've got family up in Canada, and my biggest fear is, how do I get them out of there? They've got homes there, their whole life's there. I can't think just for Annie Taylor and his family. I have to think about in-laws and things like that. And things are coming fast, but Canada is going to hell in a handbasket. And even if somebody were to clip Justin Trudeau, next person that would be up would be Freeland. She's as bad as him, if not worse. And if you look down his cabinet, it's garbage all the way down. The things that are coming out of these people, especially with this sex and children thing, is nauseating. It's enough to make you vomit, to make you puke. It's all going to come to a head real soon. It's going to start in Canada, I think, and then it's going to carry over into the U.S. But folks, this has got to be stopped. We have got to put the brakes on these people. Some of the governments are, you really need to pressure your politicians, your congressmen, your senators, people like that. There'll be a day when you may actually have to take up arms against the government. I don't know when that day's coming, but I see it coming. And unfortunately, they're splintering us right now. They know it too. The U.S. government is afraid of the people when they're unified. It scares them to death because they know, January 6th, they put on a clown show afterwards and imprisoned a bunch of people that should not have been in jail. That was a lot of false imprisonment going on there.
Yes.
Those people, and they're not done yet. The reason they make it so public, they're trying to dissuade others from doing it. Unfortunately, okay, because they're stupid, they don't realize that the next time people show up, they're probably going to be armed and there'll be 10 times as many.
Yeah.
And there's no way they're going to be able to stop it. It's coming. It is coming. So what they're going to do is they're going to false flag us before then.
That's what you were saying. Yeah.
There's countermeasures right now being discussed. As we're talking right here, right now, somewhere in some armpit of the world, in the United States, most likely, there's people discussing the next false flag. And I believe it's going to be a series of events. I believe it's going to happen domestically first, and then they're going to start an international problem.
Well, I'm watching a guy by the name of Michael Lowend. Yeah, Lowendenthal. I can't pronounce his last name. Lowendenthal. He is a researcher at the university, or was, who by his own admission is a far left violent extremist. He is part now of the DHS. I guess I would call them, they're called counter extremists. Okay. Their counter extremism project. And that project is headed up by this Michael Lowendenthal guy, this guy from the University of, I think it was Dayton. University of Dayton. I'm watching him and I'm thinking, because he was so involved in Antifa and this militant Antifa, I'm thinking that whatever might happen, Randy Taylor, it would be in his kind of, he would model it. I don't know what you think of that. I know you probably don't know who he is.
But yeah, I'm gonna know him really well by the end of the day.
Yeah, I know you will. I'll send you the spelling. In fact, the spelling of his name will be on. I'll make sure people have that. But I'll send you his name. But I just have this feeling that whatever is going to happen is going to be an Antifa-style bloody kind of false flag. Okay, but it's going to be blamed on the Christian conservative right wing.
Yeah, it'll be white supremacists. That'll be the first thing out of the person's mouth on CNN. It'll be the first words out, just like they did when they did that truck heading towards the White House. They got stopped, and when he saw a picture up and it came up on TV, he had the truck and then a Nazi flag nicely laid out, right? So everybody's thinking, oh, white supremacists, oh, my God. And it's like a Pakistani guy driving the truck. I mean, what?
Yeah.
But the media already hit you with that false headline.
Yeah.
And then they take 12 hours to correct it or whatever, if they bother to correct it. People take that. This is the problem with the United States population and Canadian population. Quit being so stupid. Okay. Don't take it for verbatim that's gospel. You hear it and you look at it, please examine it. And then later on, examine it. Okay, because they lie to you because they know you will take that and go about your day. And you'll think that's gospel. These people, the people in the media are garbage. They are not your friend. They are not keeping you informed. I get better information from news outlets overseas than I do in the United States. About the United States.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the sad part.
Thank you.
That's the sad part. And if any organization were, that's the problem, is we need an organization in the U.S. that's got the money behind it to crush CNN.
Well,
I would love to be involved in that.
I like Real America's Voice. I do like OAN.
I like OAN.
I do. However, okay, you're going to have problems in many of these organizations anyway, yeah. But you know, for as opposed to Fox News, which we know has been totally just
corrupted.
Yeah, corrupted.
The cancer is moving around. And those people like Jesse Waters and all that, like, oh, Jesse's so great and all that. And you know what? If you're afraid to say Tucker Carlson's name, you suck.
Well, if you can't say,
you'll get fired. Fire me.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn. I wouldn't give a damn.
Yeah,
I would have been that night. I would have been on TV that night saying how tough. They would have had to come in and terminate my broadcast live.
Exactly. And make them do that. And yeah, that's what we have to do.
Thank you. You got to. You know what? That's part of stewardship.
Yes.
If you're doing your stewardship properly, you'll be able to survive whatever they throw at you. If they don't, guess what? There's some other patriots or Christians out there that are friends or family. You're going to find out. People are going to start losing things. And I think we discussed this in the last show. Do you want to lose it by your decision, or do you want to lose it because they took it from you?
There you go.
I'll tell you what. If I'm going to lose everything, I'd like to have last say on that deal. Okay. And those people at Fox that won't get up and defend their friend are not his friends.
And we're seeing that more and more. You know, Steve Quayle used to tell me about that.
Yeah. Do not make excuses for yourselves. You suck. You have the platform. You had the platform and you wasted it. When are you ever going to get that platform again? At least Tucker was doing something.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're not your friend. God, I love that because many people believe that if I just lay low, if I just don't make waves, they're not going to come for me. They're coming for you regardless.
Period. Because they look at you like sheep.
Yes. Yes.
They look at you like sheep. People don't understand. You can't lay low on this. There's no laying low when they start calling the population. There's no laying low when they start taking guns. The only reason they haven't absolutely crushed us is because America is armed and there's tons of veterans out there and they know that we're pretty much united, but they're doing their best to divide us. That has to stop.
Well,
this division has to stop. We need to put it down somehow. Civil disobedience is a good thing.
And you know, only the criminals will have guns. Video 7, it's 9 seconds in length. Mm-hmm. I don't think it has any video or audio to this.
Quit shopping at Target. Quit drinking any Budweiser product. Teach these people a lesson.
Indeed. But watch this. This is coming to a neighborhood to you. Meanwhile, they want to ban arm braces. Watch this. So, what people are watching.
That's a nice neighborhood.
Yeah, they posted this. The actors that you see here posted this on, I think it was on TikTok. And they're going through New Orleans. And they're shooting at nice houses. But see, you can turn it off. But see,
one day we're going to have to meet these people in the street, folks.
Exactly.
I hate to say that.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you right now, I've seen enough of these Antifa marches and BLM. It would be very easy. It would be very easy to corner them and crush them.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it. That's what's going to have to be done. We're going to have to meet them one day head on, and we're going to have to crush them. I'm not talking about just giving them a bloody nose. I'm talking about when you leave, they're not moving. They may be alive, but they got no fight left in them. Okay, and let them film that, okay? Because it'll teach you a little, jerks. You come out in the street, and that's the thing. You know what? God is behind good things. And if you're going out and crushing Satan, God is with you. That's what people fail to understand. They're like, oh, we turn the other cheek. Okay, hit me one cheek, hit me second cheek, and then I'm going to knock your head off. Okay, and guess what? Anyone wants to call me on it? I did turn the second cheek. They hit me again. Guess what happens now? Eye for an eye. That's the Bible that I believe in. Eye for an eye. Absolutely. I'm sick and tired of this. God's sick and tired of it. God used to tell the Israelites to go in and kill everything. The men, the women, the children, even the animals.
And that was, yes, there was a Nephilim reason behind that, but yes, yes.
Stop and think about that. Now, we're just asking you to show up at an Antifa march and beat shit out of them. And I know right now there's got to be enough patriots that could come in, gather, sit down for, it wouldn't take 30 minutes to brief them, and we'd corner them and crush them.
But the cops have to stay the hell out of the way.
The cops would stay the hell out of the way. Let me just tell you right now, you come into the right numbers, they're not doing anything about Antifa. They're not going to do anything when we come in and pinch them like a pimple. Okay? And I'm talking when the news crews come through and want to see what happened. A bunch of people laying on the ground that are hurt too bad to even get up and get in the ambulance. Okay? I'm not saying to kill anybody, but I know what a serious ass whooping looks like.
Exactly.
Okay. And if you do that, these little punks, okay? And they got to crawl back to mommy's basement. They'll never come out in the street again. That's how you do it. You make them to where they'll never come back again, ever. In their wildest dreams, they don't ever want to walk back out on my street if they think I might be there.
Randy Taylor.
We've got to snip Satan in the bud.
Amen.
I am sick and tired of this crap, people. I'm sick and tired of it. And I want to hear from people. I have people email me from Australia, Romania, the UK, all over. I love you people. We need to keep the communication open. And if we've got militias out there in the US, I know we do, lots of them, okay? Please contact me. And I ask you this. I ask you to pray for us, pray for our guidance and our protection. And we need your support financially, not Amen. Just in prayer. This platform needs support financially. We are in a war. We need backup, please.
Randy Taylor, God bless you. We're out of here. Have a good day.